Hey there, lovely listeners. It's your girl, Spacey, the master of dating disasters and relationship roller coasters. Buckle up for a wild ride as I spill the tea on my escapades with a plethora of guys. From charming charmers to quirky quirks, I've seen it all and lived to tell the tale. Given that, I'm only 26, so get ready to laugh, cringe, and maybe even learn a thing or two about love, all with a sprinkle of my signature outtakes. Welcome to F My Life, where my dating life is the comedy show you never knew you needed. All episodes are produced by the Soundbenders on the Crazies Network. All right, picture this hilarious movie date I had with this guy from LA that I kind of knew. So we're at the movies, and about 10 minutes in, out of the blue, he goes for the hand-holding move. I'm internally screaming like, oh no, I'm not ready for this hand-holding business. But there I am, stuck holding hands for a whole hour because I had no clue how to gracefully let go without making it super awkward. I'm sitting there mentally panicking, thinking, how do I escape this hand-holding trap? Eventually, I muster up the courage to break free. But let me tell you, it was one of the most uncomfortable hours of my life. Fast forward to after the movie when he's driving me home. He leans in slightly and I'm like, OMG, is he going to kiss me? The tension builds up until he leans back and innocently asks if he can give me a hug.
Can I give you a hug?
Cue my internal facepalm moment. So there I am, trying to play it cool, and I awkwardly agree to the hug while internally cringing at my misread signals. In an attempt to defuse the situation, I suggest we stick to being friends. His response, a simple, okay, followed by radio silence forevermore. And just like that, our brief stint as potential lovebirds turned into a classic case of miscommunication and missed cues. The joys of navigating the dating world, always an adventure. F my life.